around Australia for your summer brekkie. It is Jimmy Nathan here. Thanks so much for joining us. And Jim, I'm a celebrity. Get Me Out of Here is back for 2021, and this year they are staying home with a celeb. No, not staying home. I mean, staying in Australia.
It's via Zoom. They're all doing it from the comfort of their own homes.
In their backyards. No, they're competing to be named King or Queen of the Aussie Jungle. Please welcome to the show the hosts of I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, Julia Morris, and of course, Dr. Chris Brown. Welcome, guys.
Good morning.
Guys, guys, welcome. This is so exciting. I mean, first of all, it's pre-recorded, so the show is done and dusted, yes? We're not crossing live to a jungle right now.
No. Part of it's been pre-recorded, but the audience gets to choose who wins in the live finale.
Oh,
I mean, look, it's also the Christmas holidays. It's a jungle of sorts everywhere, really, isn't it? I mean, your own lounge room is a jungle.
I don't even know what day it is or what year it is, Chris. So,
correct.
Can I ask, one thing I noticed last night, I do want to ask, Ed, you know, when we were jumping out of the planes and Paulini, and you're jumping in the water and Paulini goes, I can't swim. And you two just looked at each other and laughed. And then it just cut to them going to the helicopter. I'm like, are we going to chat about this? Are we going to talk about it? What did I miss?
Interesting thought, isn't it? It was just glossed over.
Yeah.
Because I think there'd be such an elaborate level of planning going into Paulini doing the skydive that we just thought, well, We're too in deep now. Let's just push on. And she was also, I mean, to get into the finer details of it, she was also strapped to someone who we assumed could swim. So I think everyone just did the sums and went, that adds up.
Yeah, you figure at least one of the two people will be able to swim. I love you said assumed.
Cross your fingers.
I mean, speaking of contestants, Julie, I'll ask you. I mean, we know Grant Denyer, one of the people in the jungle. Did you guys save money on tent space and everything? Because obviously you just needed, like a small, kind of Ken doll tent to get him in?
Wow, small jokes.
What we are,
amazing,
mate.
Guys.
Yeah,
well
coming up next is
fruit, mate. It's
coming
a jungle
up next
mate.
Is we don't know who's in there.
It's early in the morning, but it's time to lift.
We had an internal competition between the two of us to see who could avoid a small joke for the
not
the
between
entire
you and I, because I'm a comedian, so I understand the limits. Extraordinary.
There are times though when they just come out, and then you know. But Grant is the greatest purveyor of small jokes in Australia. Like he because he's heard them all. I think he's decided it's his currency, and he's going to go for them.
Surely he has to be the favorite, Chris. I mean, every like we love Grant. We've had him on the show before. Everyone loves him. Surely he has to be the favorite to take it out.
After night one, that's an easy assessment to make. But at the same time, like you look over the previous kings and queens of the jungle, I don't reckon it's been the biggest celebrity in there that's won. I reckon it's normally the people who have more to tell you, who have more to reveal. And I mean, how much do we know about Grant? I guess there's a lot more to learn, but usually it's someone who sort of comes from the clouds and finds a way to surprise you. You know, you've got to be surprised, and it's a tough time in the jungle, and it's those people who contribute the most and lift the entire group that tend to win. Sometimes that's not the most famous person there. So we'll see. I mean, the public do get a chance to decide, as Julia said, so we'll just find out. But, I mean, he's already in hosting mode at some point. A lot of times it does feel like we recruited a third host.
He's gunning for the job.
Yeah. Watch out. Speaking of former, you know, kings and queens, our favourite, Miguel was there again last night. There were some rumours that Pete Evans was supposed to be on there. Was that originally Pete Evans' little competition and then he got the flick and you had to bring Miguel in?
No. And Pete Evans was never confirmed.
No, I said rumour. I didn't say confirmation. There was just a rumour that he was...
No, Miguel is the king of the jungle. How could Pete Evans come in and do a king of the jungle trial? Mind you, not in the proper vein of reality television, there's a lot of weird speculation of, oh, Pete Evans was doing that. Oh, that pink dress Julia was wearing last night, oh, Pete Evans was meant to be wearing that.
Do we get to see Miguel again? Is he sticking around? Are there going to be more Miguel-themed things? Like, did he have to quarantine for 2 weeks just to do one segment?
You're going to watch and see.
Security had to remove him. He's been trying to get back into the jungle for 12 months now. And we've been monitoring the perimeter to make sure that a loud Spaniard doesn't make his way into the
first repeat contestant.
He's very keen to hang on to that crown, let me tell you.
Well, Chris, I mean, we know the arena very different in a COVID kind of setting back home this year. How have things changed in comparison to doing it in Africa? I mean, do contestants have to wear masks? Did you guys have to wear masks while filming?
Yeah, so probably you can't see it off camera, but all the crew are wearing masks. We wear masks up until the point where we're filming. But the celebs were in the bubble, so they were quarantined before they went in, and we're actually not allowed to approach within 1.5 meters of them. So we can't give them Pauline a consoling hug or a towel after her drowning incident. Okay. That's in the list of things we can't do, but. In terms of the wildlife side of it, the idea of being in Australia versus Africa, we were concerned that maybe it wouldn't be as extreme. Maybe they wouldn't feel, to be honest, we were concerned they wouldn't feel as threatened, which is a dark insight into our evil minds. But they were like this is hard for them, and we've had more snake sightings in the first couple of weeks and dangerous spider sightings than we had. In the entire run in Africa. So it's certainly the Australian jungle bush outback is living up to its reputation as being a tough place.
Well, look, we're very excited to have it back. We enjoyed it last night. We promised Julia no more short jokes about Grant.
I can't promise anything.
We love you both.
In your life.
Can't wait to chat to you again soon, guys.
Hey, thank you.
See ya.